just got to get that mentality that we got to score every time we're on the field. If we do that, then the sky's the limit for us.
Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
My guest for every halftime show of the 2021 high school football season is Terry Hersom, the former sports columnist and editor at the Sioux City Journal. During the past several episodes, Terry has recounted his journey from being a kid in Cedar Rapids to a college student in Cedar Falls and to being a fresh-faced reporter in Ottumwa. From covering sporting events, criminal trials, and even interviewing a lifer inmate at Fort Madison, Terry saw a lot early on in his career. But in 1977, it was time for a change. The 27-year-old Terry packed up and moved from southeast Iowa to Sioux City, taking a job with the Journal and becoming the youngest sports editor ever at a major Iowa daily newspaper. When Terry got to town, he had to learn the lay of the land sports-wise. Three local public high schools, a Catholic high school, two colleges, many regional teams. The sports stories were waiting to be written, and it was Terry's job to create a sports page that maximized the coverage while utilizing the resources he had at his disposal. In this episode, Terry takes us back to a time before his name became synonymous with sports in Sioux City.
Okay, so the mid-late 70s comes around. You decide it's time for a change from Ottumwa that you came up to Sioux City?
I got a call from a friend of mine that I worked with in Ottumwa named Alan Hoskins, and he had been an Iowa graduate and sports editor of the Daily Iowan, and wound his way to Ottumwa, and then took a job down in Kansas City. And he called me one day, and he said, "Have you gotten a call from Sioux City?" And I said, "Well, like from who?" He said, "Well, from the Sioux City Journal." And I said, "Well, no." He said, "Oh, okay. Well, I think you're going to be getting a call." And like 2 days later, I got a call, and it was, "Would you be interested in coming up here as a sports editor?" And our sports editor is retiring at age 65, and we would like you to take over and make some changes around here. And I told the publisher who I went in there, and I that was an interview, but it really seemed like a negotiation. It was like, what do you want to be paid and that sort of thing. And I guess I just thought this was the right thing to do. And I was 27 years old. That's what Gus Schrader wrote in his column. I was the youngest sports editor in a major Midwest daily. But and I was glad that he was proud of me. It meant a lot to me that he was proud of me. And you ask about WMT. Their sports director back then was a guy named Tate Cummins. And he told me, we had a long talk. I used to listen to my dad listen to that Tate's vignettes on Sunday night on the radio, and I never really thought about whether or not I'd ever get to know Tate Cummins, and here I did, and he's telling me, he had a son that played football at Iowa, and he said, Iowa's never going to the Rose Bowl again. And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Ohio State and Michigan are going to win this conference, one or the other, every year for the foreseeable future. They have so much talent stockpiled. Back then, they could have 120 scholarship football players." And, I went to see Iowa. The last game that I paid for tickets was like in 1972. I went and saw Iowa play USC. And their four-string tailback was better than anyone Iowa had, and they got to use their four-string tailback because they were so far ahead in the game. It was ugly, but And then Hayden Fry turned it around. But, yeah, I have followed all of that, and I followed Iowa State. And when I came out here, I learned that I needed to be more knowledgeable about Nebraska, and it's actually closer than either one of those two. And so I did several games down there, and they always treated me well. They reached out to me. They wanted to get some attention in this market.
So it was actually in Gus Schrader's column, I noticed, that you had gotten hired as the Journal sports editor, youngest in a major Iowa daily in history as a 27-year-old, before it hit the Journal, because Gus Schrader put it in your column, and you quoted it right, that he mentioned that. But then you get here and you replace Alex Stoddard, and they put a picture of you in the paper when they announced it. And here's Alex Stoddard. He looked like a old high school principal, like the boys' vice principal or something yeah. like that. And next to you, a young buck coming in to take this over. So when you get to Sioux City, what do you do to learn as somebody who'd never lived here before, the intelligentsia of the town, not the official one, the coaches and all of that, but how do you get ingrained into a community to learn who makes it run, what the ethos of the community is, to try to hit the ground running?
Well, the first thing I did, most of the first year I was here, one of the priorities, and I was working really long hours, and I would study maps at home, northeast Nebraska, southeast South Dakota, northwest Iowa. I wanted to know where every one of these towns was located, so that I had a sense of who was around here. And I studied something called the ABC audit, which is the American Bureau of Census, and it tells you how many newspapers you sell in each one of these towns. And I thought, okay, well, we're doing really well there. We better make sure we continue to serve them well. And you try to cover everyone evenly, and I guess the nice thing about coming out here is we had people that were branded biased toward one school or another, and I had no stake in any of these high schools. I always told people. I didn't go to school here. I didn't grow up here. I did, as it's turned out, adopt this as my town, and I've spent most of my life out here. But I say out here because, people in Cedar Rapids sometimes seem to think that we're in Wyoming, and I don't know. I did a lot of that, and then it hit me when I was in Ottumwa. I would cover Ottumwa playing football Burlington or, a team that was not from our coverage area. And then I came up here, and the first sporting event I covered was West playing basketball at North, and I can still remember the star players of those teams. And Tom Goodman was the coach at North. He was second year. He lives in Des Moines now, but he stays in touch with me. In fact, just the other day, he sent me a picture of a room that he's got in his house. He said, "This is the Terry Hurston shrine." And he said, "All these articles on the wall are by you." And he says, "Please stop and see that sometime." And so I guess I'm going to have to try to work that in sometime.
But you get here, and not only do you have high school sports to cover, you've got the two colleges, Morningside and Briarcliff. And they were the Chiefs at the time, clearly, but that was right at the beginning, or the year or two before the Panama Pipeline started with Ray Nacky at Briarcliff. But I saw that you used that term. Did that term exist, or did you coin that phrase?
I couldn't say that for sure.
Okay.
I know I wrote a story that I wrote it for Sporting News, which was a weekly newspaper.
It's the one all the baseball players always read.
Yeah.
That was their big publication.
And, back then, you know, they'd have statistics, but they'd be like 4 or 5 days old. I can get on the internet now, and I do all the time, and see who the Sioux City Explorers picked up yesterday. And I have every box score since they started. The team has meant a lot to me, and so I pay attention to games when they're out of town, and go to most of the home games. But it's a special place for me. A very good friend, Ed Noddle, was the manager the first 8 years, and he had recorded an album with the Oakland Symphony. He liked to do Sinatra, Tony Bennett kind of stuff. And he played a little guitar, but he really only knew like three chords. And I said, you know, Ed, I can teach you some more. He says, no, I'm good with these. And they don't – sometimes he had the wrong chords with the wrong melody. And it just – it was humorous. And it came time to open the ballpark, and the opening, the very first home game, they asked me to sing the national anthem, and it's the only time, and I've sung at dozens of weddings and no funerals. I can't hold it together to do that. But that's the only time in my life I've sung the national anthem. And I walked off the field, and I walked into the dugout, and the guy on the top step was Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon. And he said, great job. And I got goosebumps. It was just kind of neat. But they wanted an explorer. So that he was definitely an explorer. And still alive.
Yeah, I've had
I don't know if you know. Hopefully, he's still alive when this if this is used. But
that ends this week's portion of my conversation with Terry Hersom. Join us on the next halftime show for more, and we'll be back with more high school football right here on KSCJ.